have a friend with benefits, Quinn, who I've been seeing for a little while. We have a tradition of sorts with my best friend, Stacy. Stacy is one of those women who look hot doing just about anything. And I knew I had to see Quinn, fuck her. So whenever we have a nice night together, I like to ask Quinn to give her his cock, just to see them go at it. It gets me so fucking horny to see him reeling into her. And her fucking love, every second of it. So, we started the night by hitting a bar. We had some drinks, hung out a bit, and I started to feel ruthlessly horny. Feels like a hunger inside of me that really can never be filled. We head to Stacy's place and we all start moving towards the bedroom. This time without even having to say it. I sat on her bed and then kicked off my shoes. And I told her straight, I have to see Quinn fucking you tonight. And what else? Stacy asked as Quinn unzipped her dress and helped her out of it. And him come inside you, I said. No, what about you? She asked, fluttering her lashes up at me. I didn't think much about myself, but did Stacy want me involved? I definitely started feeling some heat in between my legs. And then, it was all kind of natural. Quinn pulled her into the bed and Stacy got on her hands and knees, arching her back to shake her bare ass at Quinn. Quinn leaned down and pressed his face to her gut, eating her out from behind. She moaned, her full lips parting into a perfect little O. As she felt Quinn's tongue inside of her, I moved in front of her and shimmied out of my panties and parted my thighs. She smiled and licked her lips before diving into my pussy. She shoved my skirt up and her tongue was against my clit in seconds. I gasped as her lips were moving against my cunt, sucking and kissing everywhere. Fuck. And Quinn, he sat up and pulled out his thick cock. I made eye contact with him as he pushed it inside of her. She gasped against my pussy and she was panting and moaning as she kept kissing my little cunt. Quinn held her lips tightly, slamming into her from behind. Each smack of his hips pressed her face deeper against my cunt. Her nose rubbing against my clit, and her tongue deeper inside of me, tasting and claiming me, she moaned so loud. I started to feel like I couldn't control myself, and I gripped her hair, tugging at the roots as her tongue explored more of my body. Quinn sucked in the air through his teeth, as he struggled to keep himself in control, as he plunged into her tight cut over and over again. Stacy was the perfect little toy for the two of us. She looked great riding Quinton's cock, and her tongue felt amazing inside of me. I wondered what I had done to find the perfect best friend that both my Quinton and I could fuck at the same. I gasped as her lips sucked around my clit. It was too much and I screamed. And then I squirted all over her fucking face. I drenched her in my juices. And she moaned as Quentin sped up. And I loved the sound of their bodies slapping against each other. And it was filling the room. She looked at me with her big tits bouncing as my juices slid down her chin and in her throat. All I could think right then was that she was our perfect little toy. And then she cried out and grabbed my thighs as she came, her fingernails leaving half limbs in my skin. And Quentin followed shortly after, grunting loud as he filled up Stacy's pussy. And then she collapsed on the bed, but making sure to leave her legs spread wide so I could watch Quentin's cum spill all out of her.